Let's all run in to this other room. And then lock the door. Thanks.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Chris,
so
I think that, this thing on the left.
Everyone acted.
That tree on the left, it goes on the left, so the arch is between the two trees. Mm-hmm. The whole thing. Yeah, that goes, yeah, right there.
Oh.
And then this, yeah.
Colin, are there in fact two trees?
The circle is that gigantic blob.
I assume we'd notice.
You are inside the building right now. You can't.
I assume we'd have noticed another tree, right?
Yeah.
You would have thought you would have noticed another tree.
That was a weird answer. Oh, God. Does that one not move?
Its dot is off the screen. I remember when you put it there thinking that maybe it was going to be hard to get it back. You just make a new dot.
And then that final, like, I don't know what that is.
Or, hold on.
Now you selected the other layer, Chris. You got to select that layer.
Select that layer again.
Nope, other layer. Different layer. You got to get a square on it before you can do it. No. Just click over here on the layers. Click until you get it. You get square on it.
Okay. So go back to your tools. Click on the move tool. No, don't do that. Click on the move tool. Wait, where'd it go? Why did everything vanish?
No, they're transparent layers.
No.
The move tool. Are you confident?
Sort of. Toggle it to move the active layer.
Oh. Yeah, that's so right. You won't need any ugly black dots.
Mm. And that final, like, vertical line thing, yeah, that goes up over on the right side.
I mean, I guess that's sort of the problem is now it's harder to select the other layers, but...
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, it's saying that's not your active layer.
It said something about shift. Can you just hold down shift to switch between those two modes? Tool toggle shift. Pick a layer guide. Move the active layer. So you can...
Yeah, so you can hold shift to go to them. Good to know. In the middle of the battle, Chris puts his map together.
But we don't learn anything. And...
Yeah, I'm running to the other room.
Unless, okay. No, okay. I was right. That is the temple. Like, that's the hollow in the tree. It's not two trees. The left side is like the left side of the tree, the right side is the right side of the tree, and then the big U is the hollow inside the tree. And then the temple is inside of that hollow. You guys see what I'm talking about?
Say it again.
Like, the ground is the horizontal line. The arch thing is the temple. The space around the arch thing is actually a void inside of the big tree, which is made by the right line and the left lines.
I think you're right.
Though I don't understand, because when we came in, didn't we come in at ground level? No, okay.
No.
Oh, yeah, we came in like this. There's the door, and then we went down that pit, and that's like the water thing. We went across the bridge temple. So when we solve the next room, we'll go down a huge pit. We'll just fall all the way down a huge pit. And then go into the crab region.
The crab region?
Yeah, that's this area under here. Under the...
That's yeah, spotty area?
All those spots are crabs. They're going to eat us. But we could eat them. That's the trick. What is Chris doing?
Is he erasing the dots or is he making
I think he's going to write something or annotate it. I don't know.
You can't, your layer,
yeah, you have to select the other layer.
Is not on your layer. You're outside of your layer.
Or you just make a new layer on top that you can write on.
Yeah, a new layer for everything. Wow, that's big. Anyway, they are... I'm going to share my screen now. Is it okay, Chris?
Chris is trying to talk. We can't.
I'm muted. I'm sorry.
He's just being really cool.
No, I put a map, a thing in the chat. You can look at it and look at Colin's map at the same time.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool. There's the map.
It's a screenshot.
It's beautiful.
Screenshot. How pro is that?
So you guys are all getting to the other room. And so
wait, I'm staying.
How big is the door?
It is big enough for a golem.
You guys should run back and then shut the door and he's in another room. Like he ran into the other room. Then you run this way.
He's running, not only is he running to the other room, he's running, no, he's not. That's not what he did.
Back.
He runs to the door, which he's closer to than Nalit.
Oh no, Chris!
Wait, hold on. I want...
And he pulls the key.
I want to play...
I want to play
the fool to have someone make a mistake.
The fool is the best card.
Okay, it's like a free fact, basically.
I want the golem to make a mistake.
He trips.
He breaks the key.
No, I had a mistake.
He trips. He's running to the door and he trips and he flops onto the floor.
Good. Oh.
And he takes
it. Let's go while he's prone.
But he does grab at your foot while you run over him. I assume you're running over him.
Yeah.
DC 9, not to get tripped.
Okay, so when I play the fool, do I immediately draw again?
Yeah.
Okay. So 9 to not get tripped.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to use the fool outside
I have
of
the like hermit
combat or whatever?
I think you said you can play it any time, right?
Yeah, you just any time. Yeah.
Can I play?
Is a 2, and I am now revealing it to you because I drew it. I have the hermit.
Wait, did you just draw another hermit?
No, I didn't have a hermit. Someone else has a hermit. Chris has a
hermit. I have a hermit. Yeah.
My bad.
Wow.
Wait, we need...
Wait, what did you play? No,
I'm not playing it. I'm just revealing it. I'm considering.
What are you doing?
I have the worst hand.
I don't know about that, actually. what is the sum of your numbers? I probably can't say.
I think it's bad practice to say.
Okay, is it greater than 10?
Okay, practice.
That depends on what I choose to play right now.
You might have a worse hand than I do.
I'm going to go ahead and play the hermit. I'm going to play that too.
Okay, he grabs you and you flop down next to him. and he's got a very strong hold on your foot. The boy and O run into the room.
Nice.
Can I push the lid off of this thing alone, or do I need help? I know I asked about getting in already, but...
You need help. It's really heavy. It's got two big stone statues on it. You really, really need help.
I want... And can I pick up the glass sphere?
Yes. And you, the boy...
Well, the boy has the other one, and he's in another room.
Yes.
I don't understand what we're supposed to do with them. But I will pick up the glass sphere and run into the other room.
You could help me, too, if you wanted.
Oh, right. You, the dude's... Okay, I'll just... Okay, I'll go look at the construct in Naladin and ask the golem guy, what are we supposed to do with these spheres?
I'm not sure, but you're supposed to leave them there. They're supposed to stay there. Put it back. Also, yeah. Can I have my stick?
I go into the other room.
I grab code.
Okay, I'll flash.
Are you grabbing Toad, actually?
I would not. I will. I notice that Nella does not want me to go into the other room, so I flack off the head of the golem thing.
Okay, go ahead and
flack away.
7 to hit, 6 to 9.
Yo, and what happens when I play the 14 critical success? 14 played.
Just off the hit, actually.
Such a waste.
No, my other cards wouldn't have succeeded anyway.
A couple of pieces of rubber snap in his neck, and his head kind of like rolls awkwardly.
That doesn't come off.
Hey, he says.
I want the head. Okay. This is with the sword, by the way.
Yeah. With the sword. Okay. Oh, that's smart.
Cool.
Critical.
You take out big hunk.
Critical success.
Neck. Pretty beat up.
Yep.
He is super strong now, and he is twisting your leg sideways, and you feel like your leg is just about to break.
Not much I can do about that.
The only thing you can really do to not get your leg broken is... like,
not actually have a leg.
Could I or cut off his arm? Is there any realistic hope of that?
Yeah, you can do that.
I can try and do with my sword.
Okay. It'll be a 9 to like succeed in neither rolling towards him or getting your leg snapped off by his godly grip.
Jeez, that's what I draw. It's not fair. Okay, well, I'm going to have to play my 12.
Okay. You get a good hit on his arm, and some more pieces of wood go flying, and he lets go of you.
Sweet. I scramble through the door.
What?
Okay.
No.
He,
I want to get his head.
He turns to Tote and he backs to kind of stand in the doorway.
Uh-oh. That's not good. Guys, I'm not in a good position. I say...
He reaches behind him and he's shutting the door.
Okay, I want to can I use extendy pull to knock his head off?
You can try, yeah.
Okay, I will try.
It's going to be pretty hard.
Yeah, and I used my 14.
Yeah. 13 to pass. 12 and 10 is a hard choice.
Okay, I'm using Wheel of Fortune. Top card of the deck is a 9.
You fail. Swing and a miss. Oh. You thwump him, but you just hit him on the stone. And it doesn't do anything.
Okay. Goodbye, guys.
He
Chris, we should probably do something.
Yeah.
He charges.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do. Like, I could whack him with my sword, try and go for it. I don't. My numbers are bad. I could go, and I don't want to like.
My numbers are also bad.
Colin, I hold up the glass.
Where is he in terms of the room now?
He okay. I'll update the drawing. He's standing in the doorway between.
Which direction is he facing?
Me. I think his back is to you.
So I'm gonna stab him in the back. Whack.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to chop him in the ankles while you do that.
And okay, I will
the bag of legs, double
combo attack.
Okay, 10 to hit from...
Well, that is interesting. I'm going to play the hermit. Oh, I get a jaw. Hang on. I'm going to play the hermit. 2.
That's only 2.
Yeah.
You do nothing. Your effort to help Toad is clearly half-hearted. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Right.
I had to get rid of some egg.
Toad, you see Chris, like, kind of try to hit him, but it doesn't look like he really
his heart wasn't in it.
So, I'm also going to play a 2.
You guys are so worthless.
Yeah.
Now it kind of like steps forward, swings, doesn't hit anything, and then steps back again, looking terrified.
Noble effort.
The golem charges.
Wait, I hold up the glass sphere in front of myself and run away with it between me and him. Toward the other glass sphere. No, the other glass sphere is by the boy. No! I just throw the glass sphere at his head and run and hop behind the statues if I can. I mean, I'm backing up in the direction of the statues and throw the glass sphere at his head.
The glass sphere shatters and red stuff goes on his face. He kind of shakes his head and charges at you.
Okay.
One of his big long arms flies out trying to grab you. 15 critical pass. 11 to 14 is a pass. 10 to 9 is mixed or undetermined. And 8 is a fail.
I will draw a card. 10 is a mixed. 9 is a fail, right?
10 is a mixed. 9 is unmixed also.
Oh, great. I will play 9.
9. Okay. He grabs your backpack.
Uh-oh. That has my...
I don't know what's in there.
My book, which is my, like, number garden. It has my nets, probably a bunch of my poles. I guess all of my poles.
Yeah. If you have any food, it probably is in there.
And can't remember if I have anything else. Great. I will go behind the statues. Or I want to like run so that the statues are between him and me.
Okay, you have the statues between him and you. He's kind of standing up here.
And I'm
kind of over here. And he's not on the pedestal.
And I will say to him, do you have any ability to stop yourself?
I have to kill you.
Could you convince yourself that you killed me?
He looks thoughtful if a faceless, he kind of like strokes his chin a little bit.
Do you dream? I ask him.
I remember.
What do you remember?
So many people I have killed, and a few that I have not.
How did they escape past you? The ones you didn't kill?
Yes. So sometimes they escape past me. But most of them.
Did they use the key?
frequently they use the key.
There's some person that we're supposed to be looking for, right? The friend of the friend. Of,
yeah, there's a
Oh no, I mean there's the friend of the digger.
There's also the friend of the
digger. Oh, and the
you know
what was the boy? I don't remember the boy.
There's a boy who is the grandson, I think, of the old lady.
Oh yeah.
Who you briefly talked to outside, and she sent you the box, and said that you needed and that she wanted.
And that was recent. That was like a few days.
Yeah.
I asked the guy, have you killed, when was the last time you killed someone?
He says, about a week. Yeah, I killed the big strong guy. Really strong for a human. He thought he could just fight me.
Yeah, people are stupid. Idiots.
Yeah, I keep trying to tell them, you know, I tell them, don't come in this room, I'll kill you. And then they come in the room.
Who would do something like
as
that?
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you have a name?
I told them.
Can I give you a name? Who I would. You would.
But I'm
yeah, but you have a memory. I will now I name you Hamster.
Not a good way to win
hamster,
friends.
I like it. Hamster. 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 He makes a muscle. Hamster.
Hamster, do you...
He abdominally breaks off one of the swords that's sitting at the foot of the...
Oh, God.
At the foot of the thing. Hamster, and he kind of like flexes and chokes with the sword. And then suddenly he whips the sword at your face.
I hope to remove my face from the trajectory of the sword.
11 to 9 to not be hit by a sword.
Hamster.
12.
And then when you are killed, they'll say, well, how did Toka? And we'll say, he was killed by a hamster. And it won't do a lot for your street cred.
What's that?
What does a 7 do, Colin?
Seven gets you hit in the face.
A 7 is a failure, Doug. A 7 is a sword. Well,
how much health do you have left?
Guys, very well. Guys, I'm so useless. Okay. I can't do anything. There's no critical failure, right? Or maybe there is. I'm playing a 4.
There's not a public critical failure. Okay, the sword catches you in the shoulder. Take 2 hits. No. Yes, 2 hits.
Goodbye.
How many points do you have?
Negative 0.3. Goodbye.
Does that mean you're dead? What?
Toad is dead.
No.
No.
I have 5 cards.
Chris, if only we hadn't both played a 2.
I don't know if I had anything high enough, to be honest. What was the number?
I didn't mean to kill you. I'm sorry. Okay.
I didn't realize that you were that dire.
He stole my backpack.
The hamsters killed Toad.
I thought you...
2.9.
I thought you had 3 points.
I got a really bad hit.
Oh,
I got a 1.8 hit.
But you got hit back. Okay, well, good thing the digger is here. the guy turns around and starts walking towards the door.
Well, let's close the door.
Toad, would you like to play the digger?
He sucks, though.
Would you like to...
Can I play the snake?
The snake was supposed to attack you this round. Damn it. That's okay. You guys had a hard enough time. Well, okay, so I assume you're going to shut the door.
Yeah. Right?
Can I just be a ghost?
I shed a tear for my fallen friend, and then I inject myself with some of the euphoria drugs so I don't
feel that. Okay. Chris sits down and puts his map together.
Yep.
Because no time like this to put a map together. The boy is playing with the marble that he found, the ball, the sphere.
It's big, right?
It's pretty big, yeah. It's like Perplexus sized. So yeah, Toad, I guess you should like make a new character for the digger.
But it'll just get lost. The digger sucks.
Well, but
because it's like I can't think of any reason I would have stayed in that one place for 15 years. It's insane. That's like mental disease.
Well, it'll be
I'll be the boy. Can I be the little boy? Disease?
You can be the boy. Yeah. But the only thing is the boy has some...
Oh, you're going to have to be the digger. It's like the punishment car.
The boy's interests might not be aligned
with
the
party. Oh, I see. That could be difficult.
And you could play that if you want to, but we don't have to talk about that on the side.
I'll be the digger, but I will be insane.
Oh, God. That's not good.
That would be insane.
Okay. The digger was a guy who's been there for 15 years and was old.
Yeah.
And now why was he following us?
You convinced him to come with you. Also, you wanted to use his house to prepare
yeah.
the bridge.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to let you. And so you convinced him to come with you so he could use his house.
Hamster killed you. What a bastard. He was so nice. Except for the killing part.
Can the door open from this side? Like, you guys shut the door, right?
Open from this side.
To the golem room?
Hamster's yeah. room? Better believe it.
Can we open the door from our side?
Yeah.
I stop him from doing that.
I'm just checking if it can open, I say.
It can open.
Do I have a shovel?
You do have a shovel. No, you've been digging with your sword. Oh. No, you have an axe. You have an axe. That's what you have.
Okay. So I shout to Hamster. Hamster!
Yeah?
Yon lad has perished by thy hand. Must ye keep him in that room?
Yeah, come in and get
him. Can you pass him through this door to us instead, Hamster?
No, I'm not supposed to.
What do you do with the other ones?
The cleanup people come and get them.
What? Who are the cleanup people?
But, oh yeah, you don't think this place is in such good shape without
cleanup people? What do they look like?
Well, they're kind of like me, but little.
How often do they come?
Well, not that often, but you know, somebody's got to put the spheres back and. Put the cup back and, you know, people like you, they come through, they pick stuff up, they move it around. Sometimes they take it with them and then they go get killed somewhere and we got to bring it back.
Has anyone ever got out, like all the way out?
What's that?
Where do they put them? Like the people that have died.
Where do they put them? But take them downstairs. They're very happy whenever they're
downstairs. But like, do they come through this door? They come through this door and then the next door.
Yeah.
Guys, we can just wait here until the cleaner people come, and then we follow them through the door.
They might not come for how much like food and stuff do we have?
Like at least they came. A week ago, at least a week ago.
You have You have like two fishes too.
Nice. I do not tell my party about my fishes.
The boy.
I'm gonna eat the ball. I punched the boy.
I'm hungry. He cries out and he runs behind the statue.
So you're gonna have to buck up. If you wanna live down here for 15 years.
I give him some of my drug.
The boy? The boy does not want your drug.
It will make you feel so much better.
You're a corrupting influence.
Yeah.
Havera would not bless me if I touched that stuff.
What's Havera? Havera.
This is God.
Make sure you're fixing the darkness.
Repeating decimal stars. It's the child of Armis and Allo. The daughter. It's the god, the temple that you went to. It's like an initiate there, right?
I turn the wheel.
Okay. You see those little lines on the floor around the wheel? Swords, like blades, come dancing out of those when you turn the wheel, and they slice you up.
Oh, what? Touch anything ever again.
But the door opens like a tiny crack and then shuts as soon as
you... Oh.
And the statues move a tiny bit and then go back to where they were. One of them, the one that's standing, moves towards lying. The one that's lying rotates towards standing. And then they go back. And by tiny crack, I mean like the tiniest crack, like a piece of paper. Oh.
Well.
You know that you're all kind of just standing here waiting. You notice the boy, marble the boy is holding is not the same as the marble that Toke destroyed in the other room.
Marble?
The sphere.
Oh, the ball.
The ball. The sphere.
Pass that to me, boy.
He hands it to you. As you watch, it slowly fills with red liquid. When it gets all the way full, it empties. And then it fills, and then it empties. And it gets, like, as you feel, it gets heavy, and then it's light. And then it's heavy, and then it's light.
Well... I see. That could be very useful for this wheel. Could it? I don't know. Probably not. I think so. So the idea is like, imagine if we put it on the top of the wheel and it's heavy. It rotates around at the bottom. It floats up. Yeah.
But not that light.
We could just put it like the cubbies.
It doesn't get like negative
light. Yeah, but the momentum would carry it around. No, you don't even have to do that. Oh.
We just fall off the bottom, right?
No, because they're cubby boxes, aren't there? We just put one in the box.
Oh.
There's cubby boxes. Yeah.
And we just give it like a little spin for good measure or something.
Let's try that.
Yeah, you can do that.
Good boy, idea. I say. Put this glass sphere in the top cubby box.
Nope. Definitely not.
Okay.
Oh, there's also a... Inscription. There's an inscription on the ceiling. I forget what the other one said, so I can't put it like in the same style. And you never read the inscription on the other tomb. They've all had inscriptions, right?
Yeah.
I remember that, maybe. Uh-oh. This is green.
Turning green.
Back to Lamar. It says, Ayla and Morris, which you know is a famous story of two lovers who, there was a magical ring, and one of the lovers was killed. And the way the ring worked was if you killed yourself while wearing it, you could bring someone back. And so one of the lovers died and the other one killed themselves to bring back the one who died. And the one who died was killed, by the way, by his own twin.
Wait, can you start all over again?
Okay. Two lovers. I forgot what I named them. something and Morris. Ayla and Morris. So they fall in love. Morris, there's a war between Morris and his brother. They're both kings. And they kill each other in the war. And Ayla has, by the way, this is like, you think this is like very important backstory. This is really not. It's just like random.
No, I need to find this ring.
Ayla has a ring. And Ayla kills herself to bring Morris back. Morris comes back and is like, life is not living without Ayla. Kills himself to bring Ayla back. Ayla comes back and is like, life is shit without Morris. And so on. And so forever, the story goes that they...
How do we get this ring? I asked the inscription.
Well, you have to... The inscription blankly stares at you.
Guys, let's check what's under the statues. Can we move the coffin lid thing?
Yeah, you can open up the coffin lid. You can. It's kind of weird the way it works because there's a big mechanical thing.
Oh, right, I forgot all about that.
But you can move the top half
off. Let's move the top half off. And then get the ring. And then go into the other room. Use the ring on the stinger. comes back to life. And then he runs through the door.
Right. There is a single body in there. And it has a pendant around its neck. And the pendant is one of those, what's it called? The single-sided shape?
Single-sided shape?
Mobius strip?
Oh.
Mobius strip. Yeah, it was a Mobius strip. On a pendant around the neck of the...
Does the finger fit through the Mobius strip?
Your finger, it's not a ring, but your finger can get put through it.
I verify that it's not the ring that I want it to be.
You have to kill yourself to know.
I think I will not make error. Based on what you said, I will not kill myself. I put on the necklace, and then I start sucking on the Mobius strip. And I go into a corner.
It's metal. It tastes metallic.
I say, how does that taste?
I say, get us out of this room. You said you'd get me out of this tree. I miss my hovel.
Okay. So where did the swords come out of?
On the ground, they come out of the ground. There's like kind of a ring of little holes.
They come up like stab you in the feet?
Like chaotically, and they stab you in the feet.
Yeah. So what if you just didn't have any feet to begin with? Okay. What if, no, we should put something over the holes.
I don't know if that should be our first strategy, Chris. I think most of us have feet.
Where's Toad's body?
Oh, no.
It's in the other room.
With your and the sword that I need to return to the prince.
You're not returning anything, buddy.
Oh, Toad, you should at least pick some gods.
Yeah, let me do that.
Is there anything we could put over the holes in this room?
Our feet.
Are you sure you don't want to have like anything? the goddess like Era be like, you know, intercede and say, then the sword can be returned if this man survives, and then okay. I will.
I don't really want you to be dead.
I want to be a ghost.
be OP probably.
Ooh. Yeah, ghosts can be really useful.
Was that your ghost noise?
You could just go down.
Huh. You think that's OP?
Yeah.
What if someone who isn't me just stands back, sticks a sword or something into one of the boxes and turns the wheel from a distance? Is there any reason you can't do that?
Somebody we don't have a pole, right? Or do we still have a pole?
I'm not going to
risk it. You don't have any poles. They're all kind of... I mean,
forward to at everything counter. Useful.
He even had that cup.
Yeah, he had the cup. That cup
we
was
might need to go get,
cool.
No. I'll hardly be to duck in and get Toad's body and run out. Probably pretty hard.
I'm not doing it. I now have roughly as many hit points as Toad did before he was killed, so...
Oh, I've got so many hit points. Maybe I'll just go for it. I don't have very good cards.
Feel that if you open that door,
it's not
what you're
going
to find is that the key is going to be back around his neck.
Oh. No, the cleanup crew needs to come.
Well, the keys, I assume the cord the key was on broke, but still.
Cleanup crew, though, Nalad.
Yeah, but he could also just take it, which he was trying to do earlier, wasn't he? So.
Oh, yeah, he probably. Well, huh. Yeah, I forgot that we actually didn't keep the key with us when we went through the door. So how far back would I have to be from this, like, death zone here?
I put the sphere thing in the cubby.
You just get stabbed one.
Yeah, I'll get stabbed. Where's the god?
It doesn't stab unless you...
Yeah, I put it in the cubby.
So if you just put it in the cubby...
From the other side. Let's put it in the cubby from the other side, right?
Well, it looks to me like there's a hole.
One, the cubbies face a direction.
You could, like, reach over.
That's not... I guess you could reach over, yeah. But also
the holes
is where the swords come out of. Go
I go all the way around. Oh, yeah, I see on the picture.
I will... When the sphere is full...
What's the ceiling of this room like?
I will push it.
It's a tall
and then
ceiling.
Jump at the same time.
Okay. You put it back. You jump. The swords whip out at you. We're gonna give you one.
Yeah.
See if you can hit.
I have to finish.
So, what's the most characters you've ever killed off in a single session? Just wondering. Have you ever done multiple?
Six. Six not oh,
I
did by the swords.
Not kill off. Like I got killed.
I'm sorry, I should have just done you one damage.
No, it's my fault.
Not a proper dungeon crawl unless someone gets killed.
Wait, I have to finish picking my thing.
I guess. Maybe.
Your gods.
I've picked...
Pick the god of jumping, pick the god of feet. Pick the god of dodging things.
You should pick a fish god.
Okay.
God of digging.
What did I need?
Six.
Six.
I don't happen to be drunk.
You are not drunk.
Okay, I'll play. Wait, I have to draw first. I'll play a 12.
Ah, beautifully. You jump over. The wheel around to the bottom. It kind of settles at the bottom, the way to the bottom.
Dang it.
Why did I break the other sphere on the head of that guy? Okay, well, I'll use my shovel to just turn the wheel.
Okay, the blades whip out and catch your shovel.
Wait, where do the blades come from?
You also don't have a shovel.
I have an axe. I forgot about that. Whoops.
Hold on, how do the blades catch a shovel or possibly axe?
They come out of the floor, but they come out pretty far. It's like they get in the way of your thing that's trying to turn it.
Interesting.
You give it a little turn.
Do they have any other useful items, like a very small hot air balloon, or a kite, or a trampoline, anything like that?
What would you do with a kite or a trampoline? You have a kite.
Nice. I'll write that down. 16 important maps, a sword, and a kite.
I'll be very impressed if you find a use for it.
I fly my kite.
There's no wind.
Do you have a fan?
No.
Do I have a wind tunnel?
What do you
Probably
think?
Not.
No, you don't.
Just
have
checking.
A wind tunnel.
How would you carry it?
Just maybe it's small.
All right, how about this, Colin? I go on top of the wheel and I start running on it.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but I wasn't thinking I'd do it. So I'm glad you're
Okay, you get in. You actually, first hard thing you have to do is climb on top of the wheel and bounce there. It's gonna be,
how much damage holding on the swords would cause? A
to balance?
Yourself.
Yeah, 11 to balance.
Okay.
So if this character dies, you don't have to get another character to be.
You're going to be the boy, you're just going to kill the party.
Creatures army. Okay, go for it.
Okay, 13. I balance on the wheel.
Balance on the
wheel. Oh, man.
Okay.
If this works.
It'll be.
Wait, now I'm balancing on the wheel.
Yes. Do you think it's going to be even harder to start running?
Is there? How high is the ceiling?
Maybe not.
Ceiling.
It is out of reach.
Yeah, we need to float all the way up.
In that room with the water. It's a very high ceiling. It's. I forget what I said. Does anyone remember what I said?
No. Real high.
Yeah.
It's like 20 or 30 feet or something.
I say, get by the door. So that when it opens a bit, you can, like, either go through or wedge something in there.
Yeah, let's get at something to wedge.
Swords?
I mean, how much did it open when it went half?
Oh, by the way, it opens. I should have really said this. It doesn't swing open. It slides upwards.
Oh.
Does it? So, yeah, that's easy. How much does it open when the wheel turns by half? Like it did when it. Yeah.
A half a turn? Not really at all. Like, just like enough to tell it's moving, but not enough to, like, put anything under there. Like, a couple playing
cards, maybe. This is a horrible failure.
Huh, guys, this is hard. Okay, so the statues, is there any, I look around at the statues a bit. Is there any, like, buttons, levers, gears, anything pushable, anything at all over there that we missed?
Not really.
And there's nothing else in the room besides that, right?
There's the wheel.
What is the wheel made out of?
Tomb.
How is it attached?
It is carved out of white
wood. And how is it attached to, like, there's some pole that it's on or something? Like, what's the axle?
Yeah. It's all white wood. It's got a little, like, thing holding it up, and there's an axle.
And when the axle turns, it turns something. I want to investigate the mechanism to see if I can, like, bypass it somehow.
Yes, there is
still,
a chain.
Are you still balanced up there?
I don't know.
It's pretty easy to see.
I climb off
from where you are.
Wait, you'd spent the effort to get up there. You should at least.
I assume I could just climb back on. I don't know. This does not work like that.
I think it's going to be difficult to climb on again. Maybe
there's a chain, and the chain runs down into the ground.
Yeah, into the ground.
Okay. And the ground is made out of wood. Stone.
No. Stone.
The ground is made out of stone. And how big is the hole that the chain goes into?
Chain size.
So like an inch by an inch. And there's two of them, one for each side of the chain?
There's two holes, one for each half of the chain, yeah.
Can I feel down one of the holes and see, like, how deep down the chain goes?
You can get your finger in a little bit. Yeah, but you can't feel anything. Feel chain.
Can I feel, like, you know, how thick is the piece of... Is it, like, could I stick something down one end of the chain, then it would come up on the other end of the chain? Like, is that piece of stone between there connected through? Like, there's a hole that goes down with one end of the chain and a hole that comes up with the other end of the chain. Are those two holes connected? Yeah. Like, are they actually one hole with just two entrances? Two little holes. And if I stick a finger in one little hole, I can't, like, push it. Curl my finger to the side and go like under the stone to the other hole.
You think you would be able to, but your finger is not long enough. If you do two fingers, one in each hole, you can actually get
there. Okay, so then I just like could. Okay. That is great to know.
It took like a rope.
Yeah. But the things just still pop up and kill them.
Remember how we don't have any rope? We don't have any rope.
You don't have any rope.
Didn't we get rope, but then we lost it again?
I don't think we're very good dungeon crawlers here. We lost Tote. We're almost about to lose Nalid. And we can't get by can't figure out how to make a wheel turn properly.
And just clear ourselves. Even if Nalid does, you're just going to die too.
Yeah.
From your illness.
You're in big trouble.
Okay.
Honestly, I think...
So how does the swords...
Tote's plan to run on top of the wheel might be our best.
The swords, when they shoot out and then go back down.
They kind of, like, do it chaotically, but there's no, like, breaks in them. They're just, like, different swords all over. Swinging around chaotically. They have pretty good coverage.
But when they move the statues. So if I go and like push against the statue, does it turn the wheel and open the door?
That's a good thought.
No? Even with all my weight on the standing guy?
No.
What if we all do it?
We'll all push on the standing guy.
Wait. How does the sphere work? Do we have any other container? We have the box. Who is the box?
The one that I have?
Yeah.
The box.
With a little hole in it?
Yeah.
I have it.
Okay. Do you think we could turn our sphere with the blood that increases and decreases into two spheres? Like, if we pour some of the blood into another container, will that blood increase and decrease in volume? Or is it a property of the glass? I will attempt to find out.
But if you pierce the sphere...
Yeah.
Break it, and we don't have a sphere anymore.
Who cares?
Well, that might be a problem. Well, it's not doing a lot of good right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, No, I want to find two containers. My fish. Okay. I cut the top of the sphere off. And then I pour half of the liquid into one of my fish. And the other half
into the other
fish.
Your fish? One. A, it's a glass sphere. You're not going to be able to, like, cut a piece off.
It's like an egg. Like a hard, like a soft-boiled egg.
No, it's like a light bulb.
You can cut a piece out of a light bulb if you had really sharp something.
If you had like an incredibly sharp something.
Okay. Use my incredibly sharp... Wait, What is the door made out of? It's stone.
Stone. So I take off my hat.
I use my mining drill and drill through.
You do not have a mining tunnel.
I take off my fisherman's hat.
You're saying?
Put the sphere in the fisherman's hat. Break the sphere so all the liquid goes into my fisherman's hat. And does it still work, the liquid? Does it still get bigger or smaller? Okay, then I pour half of that into another container. My second fisherman's hat.
Okay. You do not have two fisherman's hats. And your fisherman hat...
No, wait, it's waterproof.
You're not a fisherman, though.
Yeah, but it's like a waterproof hat. Who goes into a dungeon with, like, a not waterproof hat? Raise yeah, but they're not explorers.
Wait. I do have a hat. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Is it, Colin, no, I had a helmet.
That is right.
And that
you do. That's what you I do need. Have a helmet.
Not my fish.
You do. That's right. That's a great bowl. Yeah, that holds it just fine.
So now we need another one. Now, do you have another one?
Another container. I was wearing my hat. I don't know if I want to get blood in it or blood like fluids.
This is not a time to complain about blood-like fluids, Nalid.
You have vials of drug, Nalid?
We can use the box.
I probably
give me
do
the box, Nalid.
No.
Or a vial. I don't know if the vial will hold enough.
I don't know what the box is.
The box is
I thought
closed.
There's a little hole, maybe. Though. All right, yeah, so I fill out the box. Whatever's inside the box is going to get covered in blood.
The box, you pour blood through the hole in the box.
Oh, what's inside?
You don't know where your blood went, but there's a key inside.
Oh.
For your name.
There's a key. Well, we might need this key. I swallow it.
Okay, well, when we need the key, we'll just cut you open, so that's easy.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. You guys can work on a smart plan.
I will attach the key to my Mobius strip pendant, and then we can fill. Oh wait, now this box can't be filled with blood because the blood magically disappears. Do we have any other containers? We just need two containers, and then this method will work. We just put like one in the top cubby, one in the bottom cubby.
I mean, you can use my hat, I guess. I think I was hideously ugly underneath it or something.
But does your hat hold liquid?
I don't remember. I don't know. It has a veil. The veil probably does not hold liquid. But maybe the pointy part does.
I'm back.
Okay, so we have two containers of blood. And then we put them in the cubbies.
You find a little, when you pour the blood out, you see there's a little kind of emerald in the blood.
Like an emerald emerald?
Like an emerald. And it's in the...
If I fish it out of the helmet, does the volume continue to... I fish it out and hold them.
The volume... ceases to decrease and increase.
I say. I push the emerald. No, never mind. That's good. Can I have a solution? If I put this in the heart of my dead body, will it start my heart again? Is it like yes, they will. Great. Okay. So we need to break the emerald into two pieces.
I don't know about that. That sounded like I don't want to read too much into Colin's response, but it didn't sound approving. That wasn't like a oh they figured it out kind of response. That was like a no kind of response.
Let's try it anyway.
Okay, great. I attempt I carefully put down my helmet with blood, and then I put the emerald in the box so that when it shatters, the pieces will stay in the box and not go flying. And then I rest the point of a dagger on the emerald, and then I...
Boy says, no. No, don't use the box. Don't do it to the box. Don't hit the box. He grabs
okay.
it.
Okay, you hold on to that box. I...
Holds onto the box.
I go to... Oh, guys, I figured out, okay, a better thing. Okay, I go to the dead woman. I take her skull. I fill the skull with the blood from my helmet. Then I put the emerald in the helmet.
Uh-huh.
Then I put a dagger against the emerald. And then with the flat end of my axe, I smack the top of the dagger so that the point of the dagger breaks the emerald in twain.
The emerald goes flying.
But it's still in the helmet, right?
It went flying. It's like a half helmet. It's not like a full
No, but I
helmet.
Like... I made... very careful...
It's like a cap.
Sure that it wouldn't fly out of the helmet.
Well, you put a lot of force into that whack, right? Yeah. Well, it didn't break.
Okay, I go find the emerald.
Okay, a few minutes later, you find the emerald in a corner.
Is it dented or scarred in any way? Well,
did you go on an adventure?
I found the cupcakes.
Oh, nice. Did it have cupcakes?
I don't know. It said open 7 days a week by appointment only on the door, so I didn't.
Weird.
I didn't actually go on.
It's the emerald is fine, Toad. It's undamaged.
Okay, I then create. With the bottom, with a... I grind the emerald up using some method. I don't know how, but it will work eventually.
Toad grabs the emerald in two rocks and starts grinding on the emerald. The boy covers his eyes, shakes his head.
I guess I'm using the helmet as like
looks at
a mortar and pestle. And the pestle,
okay.
Being rock or something.
You're collecting the emerald dust in the helmet, along with a lot of rock dust that you're making from grinding.
Can I grind it with, like, a metal thing? Sure, who cares? I have some rock dust in there. That's not going to change anything. Okay, now, I sprinkle some of the emerald rock dust, just a small bit, into the skull.
Uh-huh. Okay, there's now emerald rock dust in
the blood.
It doesn't
All right, guys. Flow. I swallow the rest of the emerald rock dust.
Okay. You swallow the emerald rock dust. It tastes not very good, and it's... But you swallow it, all right. There is now emerald rock dust in your belly.
Does it feel weird?
It feels normal. What?
Feels like every the time you swallow rock dust. Give up on us.
He's back.
Hello? I'm back. I don't know. I have a system thread exception event args.
Wow.
Whatever that is.
Sounds good.
Yeah, good stuff, right?
What are we going to do now that we've covered
all the
things that didn't work?
All right, I will attempt to run on the wheel.
Okay, it's going to be a 9 to climb on top of it.
Okay, I just drew a 10 that is asking to reveal this card. I reveal it. It's a 10. I play it.
Okay.
I am balancing on the wheel.
You're
now
balancing
I will
on
run.
The wheel. Okay. It'll be... you don't know. It's an unknown number.
Oh, no.
Great. I just drew a great card. Guys, are you in position?
Next to the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go. I get the sword all ready to shove underneath the thing.
And you have the skull of blood. You don't need that for anything. I don't know. Okay. I play...
Where's the...
Where's what?
Where's the ruby?
The emerald. The emerald?
Isn't it a
ruby?
You
said emerald.
I thought of... Oh, I meant it was a ruby. Okay, well, surprise!
I remember how I ground it up and then I swallowed it?
That didn't happen?
You didn't grind all of it.
I thought I ground all of it up.
Oh, did you mean to grind all of it?
Well, no, I guess I just ground it up, and then when there was some dust, I put it in the thing, and then it didn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
You ground about half of it, but you still have half of it.
Oh, so if I put the other half of the ruby in the skull, does it still work? Oh, great. Yeah, then I definitely don't swallow that half of the ruby. I put that in my breast pocket. Okay. Ready.
No.
Oh, my God. But... I'm going to run on this wheel, and you're going to go through the door.
We need a... Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm ready.
And if I don't make it, promise you'll come back and get me.
I promise.
Did you say promise? Okay, I run. I...